The revolution was postponed because of rain. The underlying immediate political, socio-economic and trigger mechanism causes were all in place when some Negro or the other got hungry, had to stop at the McDonald's, had to get on the line with a new trainee cashier. Where's the button for the fries? So we missed the bus. Then the leader couldn't find his keys. Didn't want some poor ass moving his brand new 20-inch and VCR out his living room on the shoulders. It was too late when the locksmith came. Then our demo expert, Willie Blue, got arrested. Came out with his head hanging under his hoodie. Didn't know they started doing that for jumping the turnstiles, he said. How many times must we tell you? Don't get caught. We voted against shooting him on the spot. In the winter we were all depressed, so we leaned our guns up against the sofas and listened instead to Tim Tim Tyree singing about his dysfunctions. He sang, sometimes I wonder if I'll ever be free, free of the sins of my brutish daddy life, the cheating, the stealing, the drinking, and the beating. Weatherman said the 17th would be sunshine and it wouldn't be too hot. Tim Tim Tyree doesn't like sweating. But that night the weatherman came on crying, saying he didn't control the weather, that God was real, that he's lucky he God didn't strike him, the weatherman, with lightning for taking the credit sometimes, and that he, the weatherman, was in no way responsible for the hurricane coming, and that we, the viewers, should pray Jesus into our hearts before it was too late. Super Bowl Sunday was out. All the women wanted to see the game, and the men were pissed at their insensitivity. The 20th was supposed to be a definite. We looked for some Bastille to storm, didn't find any. Settled on the armory instead before they moved the homeless in. We'll bum rush it anyway, I said. It smells like a collection of 1,000 farts in there, they said. So we waited for the approval of the city contract to build a Bastille, which set the revolution back 5 years. Started the revolution on Tuesday. She was in a pissed off mood. Her tax return didn't come in time for the rent. But they showed the We Are the World video on cable that evening, and we all held hands and cried to stop from laughing, and our anger subsided. Looking back, it could have been a plot, but there are more substantive plots to expose than the We Are the World conspiracy. Now we wait for the rain to stop. All forces on the alert. Some in Brooklyn basements, packed in between booming speakers, listening to Shabaranks and Arrested Development, bogling and doing the East Coast stomp, gargling with Bacardi and Brown Cow, breaking that monotony with slow movements, slow hip grinding movements, with the men breathing in the women's ears to earth, wind and fire's reasons, and wondering what the weather will be like next weekend.